1993, Al Gore and Bill Clinton, 1993 to 2001, Dick Cheney and George W. Bush, 2001 to 2009, Joe Biden and Barack Obama, 2009 to 2017, Mike Pence and Donald Trump, 2017 on. On the Vice Presidency. I do not propose to be buried until I am really dead and in my coffin. Massachusetts Senator Daniel Webster's reply when offered the running mate spot on the Whig Party ticket in 1848. I would a great deal rather be anything, say, professor of history, than vice president. Theodore Roosevelt, vice president under President William McKinley. Once there were two brothers. One ran away to sea, the other was elected vice president. Nothing was ever heard from either of them again. Thomas R. Marshall, vice president under President Woodrow Wilson. The vice presidency is not worth a bucket of warm piss, later cleaned up to warm spit. John Nance Garner, vice president under President Franklin D. Roosevelt. The vice presidency is that rare opportunity in politics for a man to move from a potential unknown to an actual unknown. Spiro Agnew, vice president under President Richard Nixon. Dick, I don't know how you ever took the job. Gerald Ford, who spent less than a year as Richard Nixon's vice president to Dick Cheney, vice president under President George W. Bush. You die, I fly. George H.W. Bush, vice president under President Ronald Reagan, on vice presidents being dispatched around the world to attend dignitaries' funerals. Let me make this pledge to you right here and now. For every American who is trying to do the right thing, for all those people in government who are honoring their pledge to uphold the law and respect our Constitution, no longer will the 8 most dreaded words in the English language be, "The Vice President's office is on the phone." Joe Biden, vice president under President Barack Obama, lampooning his predecessor, Dick Cheney. Iron sharpens iron. Mike Pence, vice president under President Donald Trump, quoting from his favorite Bible verse, Proverbs 27:17. As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. Sue, did the president call? No. Selina Meyer, fictional one-time vice president on HBO's Veep, to her beleaguered secretary, Sue. Prologue. Safe hands. They felt called to do this. They knew what they were getting into. They knew the history. They knew the challenges, and they accepted that as part of their calling. Jim Adderholt, Mike Pence's gubernatorial chief of staff, on Mike and Karen Pence's decision to join Donald Trump's ticket. The Trumps were hunkered down at their golf club in Bedminster, New Jersey, in the summer of 2016. It was the final meeting in a series of discussions to decide on Donald Trump's running mate, and, as always, it was a family affair. Some combination of Trump's eldest children, Donald Jr., Eric, Ivanka, and Ivanka's husband, Jared Kushner, had been mainstays at meetings with Washington lawyers in charge of vetting vice presidential candidates. But at this final decisive meeting, it was Melania Trump, the aloof former model, married to the outspoken and impulsive real estate tycoon, who drew the bottom line. Whoever is chosen must be clean, she insisted. That meant no affairs and no messy financial entanglements. In short, it meant no drama. She realized that her husband had a surplus of that already. Melania was an important voice in the room during that last decisive meeting, even though she was conspicuously absent when her husband actually announced Indiana Governor Mike Pence as his running mate. It was the first time in modern campaign history that the wife of a presidential candidate was not at the